Okay, this is case number 1180208 regarding a towing of a vehicle. The appellant is Mark Andrew Ellison. The time right now is about 2 o'clock. It is October 23rd, 2018. My name is Adelia Huang. I'm a hearings officer, and I will be making a decision as to the validity of the tow of your vehicle. Before we get started and talk about the specifics regarding why you're contesting the tow, I do have a couple of things to go over with you, just administrative type tasks. And the first thing I want to explain to you is that as a hearings officer, I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. My job is to specifically be an neutral decision maker when reviewing the evidence in the record, and to make a decision whether or not the tow is valid. If it is valid, unfortunately, you would still remain liable for the towing and storage fees that you paid. Or if it's invalid, then I would say that you would be reimbursed for those fees that you paid to get the vehicle out of storage. Those are the only two options that I have today. I cannot reduce any fees, and I will not be addressing the parking ticket because, unfortunately, I just don't have jurisdiction, and that's something that you would have to challenge at Multnomah County Circuit Court. So when I make a decision, I will be deciding whether or not the appropriate laws and rules were followed when you parked your vehicle. So what that means is I will be applying city code, and whatever city code tells me to do as far as when I evaluate the decision as to whether or not your vehicle was towed properly for being parked in a no parking any time zone will dictate what my decision is today. Of course, I will be considering your testimony as well as any information provided in documentary format by you or the city. So let me check in with you, and I will remark or note for the record that no one has appeared on behalf of the city. However, that's fine. Mr. Ellison, did you happen to pick up some paperwork at the front window before you came in here?
I did.
Did you have enough time to review it?
I did.
Okay. When you looked at the city's information, which is what that packet is, did you see any information that you believe is completely irrelevant and therefore I need to exclude it?
No.
Okay. I reviewed everything you submitted as well and as what the city submitted, and will be admitting it all for consideration, and that's exhibits 1 through and including 8. Okay, so we took care of one step. The other steps that I need to take care of is, can you confirm that we have your name spelled correctly in the blue bar on the first page of that packet you received at the window?
Yes, you do.
Okay, great. Did you happen to receive any mail from my office before today?
Yes, I received the paperwork I had submitted.
Okay, great. I ask you that because I'm going to be issuing an order after today, and I'm going to mail it to the same address. Please look out for that order in the next few weeks. Additionally, when we mailed you the notice for today's hearing, there should have been a document entitled Tow Hearing Statement of Rights that was included. I believe it should be on the flip side of that first page.
Yes.
Did you read that document?
Yes.
Do you have any questions about your rights today?
No.
Okay. If something does come up, please feel free to ask. Last thing I want to let you know about is that the record includes an audio recording of today's hearing. And so what my office will normally do with the recording is after today, we will upload a copy of the recording to our website so that you can have access to it without having to come down here or to order a CD be burned from us. Occasionally, there are persons who just would rather not to have the audio be put up online because of whatever reason, including any sort of internet privacy concerns. So if you have any concerns, please tell me now, and we can talk about not putting the recording online.
I don't have any concerns.
Okay, so that will be up there in about 3 business days. All right, we are going along. I'm going to place you under oath, so please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the evidence you will give shall be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. So, I did read and review the information that you submitted as well as what the city sent in, but today's the time right now is for you to tell me or emphasize anything you want me to know before I make a decision.
I know the signs are kind of new. They're newer. It used to be a place where you could park, and when I pulled into the parking spot, somebody was pulling out of that parking spot. So, you know, while I realize you do have to pay close attention to the signs, and I think I thoroughly deserve the parking citation, I don't think I deserve to get towed. A lot of signage will usually say towaway zone or something like that. When I went back and I mean, when I saw my car getting towed and I went back to the signs, I didn't see any signage like that. It was just no parking. And I didn't see I was blocking a fire hydrant or anything like that. And I have seen truck one make that turn with larger vehicles than mine parked in that spot before, just from driving downtown a lot.
Okay, so to clarify, did you notice these signs at the time you parked?
Afterwards, when I went back and I was like, okay, I deserve the ticket, but I didn't think I deserved to get towed. Usually there'd be some sort of signage saying towaway zone or something like that to that effect. And I see a lot of those signs downtown, whether it be temporary or permanent, a lot of them say towaway zone.
Okay. And you said these signs were newer. Do you know, when do you suspect they were put up?
I can't say, maybe a year ago. It's been that long since I've been downtown, you know, just hanging out, you know, not working.
And are these permanent signs?
They're permanent signs.
Okay.
From what I can see in the photographs, from what I saw that night.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to add before I turn to the information that the city submitted?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I'm turning to what's been marked as Exhibit 6. It's the tow hearing report that's filled out in pen. I'm just going to peruse it right now to see if I have any questions for you. Okay. So I don't have any questions about that handwritten statement. Do you have anything that you would like to tell me about?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Let's turn to the photographs that were submitted, Exhibit 8. Do these photographs accurately depict where your vehicle is parked?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
And like I said, you know, seeing the signs, when I went back to my car, I'm like, yeah, I totally deserve the citation. I'm not going to argue the citation. I should have looked for the signs, but in terms of being towed, I thought that was a bit much.
Okay. So essentially then you're just challenging whether or not they should have used discretion or something like that to tow your vehicle.
Yes.
Okay.
Like I said, I've seen truck one make that turn before when a box truck's been parked there before. I see box trucks parked there all the time.
Okay. So when it comes to the issue that you're specifically arguing, you're saying, well, instead of towing, they should have given you a ticket and maybe a warning.
And they gave me the cite, and I deserve the cite.
So the code that we're talking about then, that you're focusing on, is whether or not the city should have towed by giving you some sort of warning first. Because there are two provisions. One that says that you can tow without giving any warning, and the other says that you have to give some sort of warning, like a 24-hour warning or 72-hour warning before towing. Those are the ones that are implicated. There is not a provision that talks about specific discretion. That might be a policy decision that the Bureau of Transportation has, you know, like, oh, parking officers might have some discretion as to whether or not they can tow under specific circumstances. But if that's not a city code provision or a formally adopted policy, which I am not aware of any, then I follow the code strictly. So in this particular situation, what is applicable is the city code provision that talks about towing without prior notice. And that's applicable because you were not given any notice before the car was towed. This provision says any authorized officer may, without prior notice, without prior notice, order a vehicle towed when the vehicle is illegally parked in a conspicuously posted restricted space. So this is the provision that gives a parking officer or whoever that tows vehicles, says that they can order a vehicle towed if the vehicle is, one, illegally parked, two, and these are the elements, two, the vehicle is illegally parked in a conspicuously posted restricted space.
Mm-hmm.
So from what I'm hearing from you and from the evidence in the record is there's no dispute that the vehicle was parked in a space that said no parking with an arrow in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
When I apply this provision that says the parking officer can tow without giving any notice, I am finding that the parking officer did correctly apply this particular provision, and that is because the vehicle was legally parked in a conspicuously posted restricted space. From the photographs that I see and the depictions of the signs, the no parking restriction was easily observable, and it communicated what was prohibited. And so I am basing my decision that the officer did tow the vehicle without prior notice in accordance with code on the evidence that I have here. So essentially what I'm saying is the parking officer had the ability to tow your vehicle without prior notice, but it doesn't say that they have to, it says that they can.
Okay.
And so because they decided to do so, they were in accordance and following the law. Whether or not it's a decision that, you know, it was better policy for the Bureau of Transportation to say, hey, don't tow vehicles under this circumstance, just give them a ticket, that's not for me to make the decision on, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. So I guess why would some signs say tow away zone and some signs not?
I don't know, but when in city code, there are lots of times when vehicles can be towed for being parked in violation of, say, no parking anytime or no parking during certain hours. There is no requirement that these towaway zones actually be put up under code. Code doesn't require that. If anything, it seems like it might be a courtesy if people are constantly getting towed, that might be why they put up the signs, but that's just me taking a stab at something that's not required by code.
Because I could understand if I was blocking like a driveway or a fire hydrant or something like that, but
yeah, and so markings like curb paint is not required either, like say in front of a fire hydrant. Or driveway, but there is curb paint, like even when I'm driving around, I can see it. So I can't exactly put my finger on why there are some tow-away zone signs versus why there aren't, but all I can say is that in this case, even though there was no tow-away zone sign, that does not make a difference, unfortunately, because the law in the city of Portland says that there doesn't need to be the tow-away zone sign. And you can certainly disagree with my interpretation of the law. I only, you know, try my best to interpret the law. When I make my decision, I will be referencing the applicable laws, and there's also an appeal procedure that you can embark upon or take into consideration if you want to appeal my decision. So hopefully that helps you understand a little bit where why I made that decision, but I am led to conclude, based upon the evidence and what I've heard from you, is that the tow was valid.
Okay. All right.
So I'll get that decision to you within the next few weeks. If you want, I'll put in the citations to the code so that if you want to take a little bit and read it yourself, or then you might disagree and decide to appeal. So.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time, though.
Well, thank you for taking the time to be here. I'm going to close the hearing now.
Okay.